Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah!
Oh, the Lord.
all around the world. You're listening to Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up real soon. Hang in there.
Oh, God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands.
Oh.
ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. That's what we do on Straight to the Point. We praise the Lord with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, she's coming up real fast, but this is the global network of Straight to the Point. You better praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, some quick announcements real quick before we bring up Dr. Henderson for tonight's awesome and November. Happy November, everybody. We're excited about that on Straight to the Point. And also, too, the number, if you guys are in your Bentleys or flying your Learjets, I want you guys to stop for a second. You need to tweet out. You need to LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, all points north is your wonderful number here for listening in tonight, 347-843-4559. I want you guys to tweet out to everybody that you know. Everybody right now. 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, is the call-in number. Hey, we're also going to open up the chat room for those who are listening as well. But the number again, 347-843-4559. And the chat room for those who are on the internet, maybe home relaxing, want to hear some great Straight to the Point information and the word tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk and look for the banner. You'll see it'll be the first one up. It'll be live right now, ladies and gentlemen, Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. So we're excited about that. Hey, that number one more time, guys. I want to give that to you. That's 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to open up the mic for Dr. Henderson, and we're going to keep it moving. Y'all put your hands for Dr. Henderson as we open her mic right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening, everyone. Everybody out there in radio land, I want to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point. We're excited that you guys are joining us and tuning in on tonight. We appreciate you. We're grateful and we're thankful to all of our listeners, those of you who are listening by way of the internet, those of you who are listening by way of live, and those of you who are going to call back, we want to thank you and let you know that we're grateful that you're tuning in tonight. For those of you who do not know who we are, let me introduce ourselves to you. Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everyone, for the word of God is clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. So we bring you greetings in the name of the Lord. I want to give credit for the song that we played on tonight. The first song was Blessed in the City, Blessed in the Field, Blessed Everywhere You Go. We give credit to Fred Hammond. And then the next song was by Kirk Cobb. So we thank both of those great gospel artists for those beautiful songs and songs. Yeah. So we're excited about tonight. I don't have a word. I don't have a sermon. I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about tonight. Let's just call it a food of thought because I'm not going to be on here long. But I want to, before I get into the food of thought, I want to congratulate the Washington, D.C. Nationals baseball team for winning this series. I'm champion. So we want to congratulate them. Yeah. So we want to congratulate them. They're counted out, you know. It's been 95 years. Can you imagine 95 years? When I thought about 95 years, I thought about Abraham and Sarah. I thought about Abraham and Sarah and that promise that the Lord had given them. And I thought about that, and then I saw how God's hands was on the Washington Nationals and how they really had an awesome and amazing season. You know that God's hand had to be on them along with their work, because faith without work is dead, along with their hard work and along with their faith. And, you know, and one thing I like is that, you know, the team, You know, you need a team. When you have a good, awesome team, winning team, you going to win. So it's all, and I was on the radio, and I want to thank my brother, Pastor Christopher Newton. I was on the Simon's Voice, and I was telling him how important it is to pick a great team. You know, it's very important to pick a good team. You know, I talked a little bit about Jesus and how he picked his staff, and he knowing in his picking, he knew that one would betray him. But at the end of the day, he knew that it was that the one that betrayed him, it was all in the plan for him to get to where he needed to go. And so, but it's very important that we pick a good team. We have good team players because it's not a one-man show. It takes a team to win. And so we want to, again, congratulate the Washington Nationals, but we also want to congratulate the Baltimore Ravens. They had a good, great win this week, too. They beat the Patriots, and it's been really hard for any team. Yes. It's been really hard for any team to beat the Patriots. And so I'm following you, DMV. I congratulate the entire D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. We're winning. And so I want to continue to encourage and motivate every person, every team, every business owner, every entrepreneur, every minister, every pastor, every leader, whatever capacity that you're in, every mother, every father, every daughter, son, cousin, every family member, every employee, employer, I want to encourage you to win. This your winning season, especially the DMV. We've been counted out to be counted out. And so I want to congratulate everybody in the DMV area. And so in saying that, I also want to thank everybody that came out to the P3 conference. It was amazing. We had an awesome P3 conference 2019. We had dancers from Baltimore, Sound of Glory, dancers. We had the David dancers, and then we had Apostle Vicky and her dancers. I tell you that the glory of the Lord was definitely in the place. We had an awesome time. We had our vendors there. All the vendors came out. Everybody was happy and giving God the glory. And I'm telling you, everybody showed up. I didn't have no cancellations. So I'm excited about what God is doing, did in P3 2019. We did salute our cancer survivors. Our cancer survivors and also our cancer survivor winners that got the Jean Marie Atwas Award, which was Samuel Hembrick and Gladys Peaches Kenny. So they won the award. So we can just congratulate them again. I want to thank the Weston for hosting us, and it was really great. We had an awesome time in the Lord. I want to thank my daughter, my granddaughter. They were a great help, and everybody else that, you know, helped out, who stood at the door, who, you know, helped people down the steps and, you know, everything. Thank you so very much. May God bless you and bless your family, bless you in the field, in the city, wherever you put your hands to do. May God give you a great return for your work. But we did have some testimonies. Pastor Miles gave an awesome prayer, and she gave a testimony of how God, she had a little bit of money in her bank account, and God blessed her with a good amount of money. And then we had another testimony of one of the bishops who came, who sowed a seed, and when he was going, his next stop, somebody gave him over $3,000, but the seed, that just goes to show. When you obey, yes. When you obey the voice of the Lord, it's so, you know when it's God, because when you do it, you get your return. And we didn't ask for, we didn't put no number on it. We just, you know, asked them to sow a seed. We didn't say how much, you know, God knows what people can give. And so I just want to thank, again, everybody for showing up. It was a really great P3 2019. We had some awesome praise and worship. Kevin Gates did an extremely wonderful anointed job, as he always does. So we want to give thanks to Kevin Gates. He came all the way from, Kevin Gates came all the way from Oklahoma City. And then the Cakers came all the way from Tennessee. And then we had Bishop Hobson, who came all the way from Boston. And so then we have, again, we had some people that came down from Baltimore. So again, we had a wonderful time in the Lord. I thank God for P3 Conference. I want to send my condolences, and I want you guys to be in prayer. You know, October was Cancer Awareness Month, and we've been really praying against that demon, that stronghold. But I want to take a few seconds and honor and give my condolences to Evangelist Mays on the passing of her beautiful daughter this morning. She fought a good fight, and the Lord took her on home this morning. So we want to pray for that family in mourning and let them know that Jesus can comfort your soul. We're praying for you guys. If you need anything, I don't care how big it is, call me. I'm not one of those persons that say, if you need anything, and then when you call, like, it goes. No. I'm knocking down your door saying, I'm giving it to you, because I understand how I feel to lose someone to that demon, that cancerous spirit. I can't stand it. So we're praying for Evangelist Mays and her family on this evening. Again, her daughter passed this morning. She sent me a message right afterwards. And so we're praying for that family. And also, we got a news that a little baby, 4 years old, has stomach cancer. So I want you guys to pray for that family. So that devil is a liar. And we know that God can do anything but fail. So let us continue to pray that God would demolish that spirit, that demon, that cancer spirit. I'm telling you, we were talking, myself and Dr. Nelson was talking about a week ago, and we were talking about how the enemy has ramped up his tactics, and he's putting these diseases on our children. And so we definitely want to parents, anoint your kids, pray over your children, speak life over your kids, over your children, okay? Speak life over them. And speak healing, Matthew 10:1, over your children. Speak the benefits of serving the Lord over your children. Speak blessings, not curses, over your children. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I'm telling you, I don't let my granddaughter or my daughter leave my presence without me praying for them. You know, I don't care if they just stop over for 5 minutes before they leave that door. I'm praying for them. I'm covering them. I'm keeping them from incident, accident. Covering them with the blood of Jesus. We got to convoke the blood over our kids. The devil ain't playing. He's so busy fighting against one another, talking about who's the greatest. Ain't none of y'all the greatest. Jesus is the greatest. And while he got the church fighting against each other, he's taking our children out. So y'all better come on back in. Come on back and stop being fooled, because you're so busy fighting against each other that the devil is just putting all types of things on the children, because ain't nobody covering them. Nobody's covering the children. Let's cover the children in Jesus' name. So, again, like I said, we're not going to do a relationship question tonight. We're not going to do a relationship question. And I'm not even really going to open it up for business tonight. I just want to have a food for thought talk with you. You're probably going to be finished in like 10 minutes. I just was thinking, And it's food for thought. Food for thought meaning to just have you thinking. Have you thinking about some things, okay? That's what I mean by food for thought. To have you thinking about your situation or why you're in your situation. And just pretty much to have you settled in that situation, meaning that know that God is God knows all things. You know, he knows the end from the beginning. He knows what's best for you. He knows every plan he has for your life. You know, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11 that, you know, he knows the plans he has for you. He has great plans for you, wonderful plans for you, awesome plans for you. You just have to trust God's plan, walk in his will and his way. And a lot of times we want to do what we want to do. You know, and perfect example, and although in this book, God's hand was on them, you know, even in the situations of death, you know. I mean, at the end of the day, a lot of times we move out too fast. You know, whenever there's a storm, the first thing we want to do is, when it's a storm in the natural, what do? We run and try to get into safety, into a dry place, don't we? We run and try to get into a dry place, don't we? So even, that's even in the spirit. A lot of times when we're going through a storm, and when a dry place in the spiritual realm is not a good place to be in, okay? In the spiritual realm, a dry place can be a place of you even in a worse predicament than you were, before the storm, or even in the storm. So a lot of times we just got to just weather the storms of life and believe and trust God that in the storm, we got to believe and trust God for the process. We got to believe and trust that in this storm that God is working something out of you, or he's putting something in you. Working something out of you could be anger. It could be some things that are not pleasing in his sight. You know, it could be fleshly desires. It could be fleshly things. And God said, I got to take you through this way in order to get that out of you to a point where you were run to me, seek my face, get in my presence, you know, learn of me, learn my true will and my true desire for your life. And so in doing that, and once he have you go through that storm and you're in his presence, you're in his face, he begins to not just take those things out of you that don't belong there, but then he begins to replace that with what should be there, you know. He begins to stir up the gifts. He begins to stir up things that should have been there in the first place. And so that just brings me to the book of Ruth. The book of Ruth. I really like the book of Ruth, you know. At the end of the story, it's so beautiful. But Naomi didn't know what was going to happen at the end. But I just think about how Naomi, her husband, and her two sons left a place of famine, right? It was a place of famine. At first, it was fruitful. Before it became a famine, a place of famine, it was a fruitful place, Bethlehem. It was very fruitful, very prosperous. But then there came a time where it became a place of famine for them. And so they went to a neighboring city called Moab, in which they felt that was more prosperous, that was more conducive for their living, and with, you know, to help sustain them. But God never told them to leave Bethlehem. That was a decision that they made. That was a decision that they thought that would be good for their family at the time. So the Bible says they went to Moab, Naomi, her two sons, and her husband. In the process of being in Moab, they said that Naomi lost her husband. But in the process of that, they was in Moab for a period of 10 years. But in that process, she also gained two daughter-in-law, and Orpah and Ruth, who married her two sons. But then not only after that, suddenly after they married the two sons, the sons died. So in the city of Moab, in which Naomi felt would be a great place where Naomi and her husband felt that they was leaving a famine to go to something that they felt was great and that was going to be better. They ended up in a lot of, she ended up in more pain and in more sorrow. So what I'm trying to say is, and it goes back to being in a storm. A lot of times we want to get out the storm. We want to leave the storm because we think it's something better on the other side. You know, we think, okay, let's leave this storm. We're going through a storm. And it's just temporary. A lot of things that we go through is temporary. It's not, storms don't last forever in the natural or even in the spirit. But it was a temporary position that they were in when they was at Bethlehem, but they made a long-term decision, and in making that long-term decision, it really, she lost her husband and she lost her son, but she did gain a daughter-in-law. So even in that, I'm really talking about two things on tonight, but I want you guys to just listen, find yourself in this story, okay? I'm talking to several different people or groups of people on tonight. I want you to find yourself in this story on tonight. The first part of the story, you need to find your, you the set or group of people that you were in a storm, but because you was in a place that was fruitful at one time, but then it became a famine, and so you left and went to another place, or are you the group of people that when you got to that other place that you saw that it was purpose in it, but even saying that it was purpose in it, you still decided to stay, but it took a catastrophe to bring you back. Amen. And so in saying that, if you read the Bible, you will see that after Naomi was in much hurt and much pain, she decided, she heard that the place that she had left was now fruitful again. So I'm just thinking that maybe had she just stayed in Bethlehem and weathered that storm, that would her husband and two sons still be alive? You know, I'm just thinking that a lot of things that happen in our lives, was it God's hand, or was it because of some of the bad decisions that we've made in our lives? You know, had they decided to weather the storm in Bethlehem, would her husband and her two sons still be alive? But then I thought about, it was really purpose for them to go there because she had to meet Ruth. Amen. Ruth was the chosen one. Ruth was the one that God really chose for a lineage to come through. Amen. Eventually, King David came through that lineage. And then eventually, Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, came through that lineage. So in saying that, you know, even in our going through, and I'm talking to the third group of people now, that even in your going through, even in your bad decision-making, that God can turn it around for your good. God can turn it around for your good because the Bible says, although God never really told him to go to Moab, but once they got to Moab, she, because of the consequences of their bad decisions, and then, you know, people probably say, well, why did Naomi have to carry that burden? Why didn't God just kill the husband? And, you know, why? We know is that God is sovereign. And he could do what he want to do, when he want to do it, how he wants to do it. He chose to keep Naomi alive. And, yes, she went through the burden of the pain of losing three very important people that she loved with all of her heart. But then she gained a daughter that loved her with all of her heart. And in the process was able to get her out of a bad situation. And then they came back to Bethlehem. And when they came back to Bethlehem, she saw for her own self that this place is prosperous again. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't have left that place. But long story short, and I'm not going to the park. We all know what happened. Ruth met Boaz, and And in her meeting Boaz, he became her kinsman redeemer, meaning that he was able to provide for, you know, Naomi and Ruth. And out of that union came, you know, a baby, Obed. And then out of Obed came Jesse. And out of Jesse came David, the lineage, like I talked about before. So in saying all that is that, you know, we look at the story and we could say would have, should have, could have. But at the end of the day, it was purpose in it all. Okay? It was purpose in it all. It was God had a purpose in her even leaving. Although, you know, and it goes back to a lot of times we make decisions, and once we make those decisions, there are consequences. But one thing I like about God is he knows how to put it back together again. Okay, even when we make bad decisions, God knows how to put it back together again. And it may not be exactly what you think it should be, but it's exactly how God knows it should be for your life. So perfect example, Naomi, who felt like God had just destroyed her world. But at the end of the day, at the end of the story, amen, what she couldn't see was at the end of the day, God had a plan for it all. At the end of the day, God had a plan for Ruth, God had a plan for Naomi, and God had a plan for Boaz. Amen. Boaz was an older man, rich man, who was single. He didn't have a wife. And but then here comes Ruth. And God, and I'm sure by him being as old as he was, I'm sure people was probably saying to him, you know, you're too old to have children, you're too old. You know, he was really older than Ruth. And but through that union, God allowed him to birth a son named Obed. And then not only that, God allowed them to birth a son, and Naomi became a grandmother. Amen? And so God had made her heart glad again. But the moral of the story, and this is just a food of thought, you guys. I'm just having a conversation with you all. And you know, I know you all have read the Book of Ruth, but I talked about some critical things in this food of thought. I talked about sometimes we jump out there too fast and make decisions based on our circumstance. We make decisions based on our circumstance and not on the promise or not on the word of God. And a lot of times when we make decisions based on our circumstances or predicament that we find ourselves in at the real time, you know, we jump out there and make wrong decisions, or we jump out there too fast, or we move too fast when we shouldn't. And then we find ourselves in a bigger catastrophe than what we should not have, that we wouldn't have been or where we was not before we made that decision. So then, in it all, out of this talk, I told you guys that even in when you do make those wrong decisions, that God has a way to turning things around to work in your favor. Amen. That God has a way of fixing that thing for you, even when you do make those decisions. Then I talked about, think about it. Was it part of God's plan from the very beginning? And I said, because at the end of the day, Naomi had to meet Ruth to bring her back to Bethlehem to meet Boaz. And they became a family, husband and wife, and a beautiful son was birthed out. And came through that lineage was Jesse and David and the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. So in saying all that, I want you tonight, and I'm about to end, this was just a food of thought conversation that God has been putting on my heart so strong all week long about Ruth and Naomi, and looking at the whole situation, and how a lot of that I'm talking to several people who you're able to find yourself in what I'm talking about. The first instance, the second instance, and the third instance. And what I mean by was it part of God's purpose from the beginning is that a lot of times that God's original plan for our lives, you know, we go outside of his original plan and we make decisions that causes us to be diverted. But then God has a way of working that thing out. Once we come back and repent of our sins, God has a way of working that thing out for us and to put us back in his will so that we can get to the place of purpose, so we can get to the place of promise, fulfill our purpose and get to the place of promise, and eventually get to the place of destiny. So at the end of the day, you know, Naomi's destiny was really in Bethlehem. So it was, you know, at the end of the day, if you look at the story, she went through a season of disarray because of disobedience. But then the situation made her make a U-turn to come back home to destiny. So the place that she was trying to run from to go to another place was never really where she was supposed to be. But at the end of the day, it was not really where she was supposed to stay. And God was saying that a lot of times people outweigh their welcome. Maybe they were just supposed to stay for 1 year, but they got comfortable and stayed longer than they were supposed to stay. You know, I hear that's what I hear the Lord saying. Okay, you was in the storm and you went somewhere. Maybe you was only supposed to stay for a year or two. But the Bible says, and once you do the history and research, they stayed there for 10 whole years. Were they supposed to be there for 10 years? Maybe they were supposed to go meet Naomi, meet Ruth, and then come on back home immediately. But maybe they stayed too long. And staying too long, they got out of the will of God. So God had to cause hurt and pain to bring her back to where she was supposed to be. Amen? God had to cause hurt and pain. Sorry. God had to allow it. Somebody might be saying, well, God don't. Look, God can do anything he want to do. He knows everything. He's all-knowing. So if he's all-knowing, he knew that her husband was going to die and her son was going to die, so he allowed it. So God had to allow the pain, allow the hurt, right? Okay? So let's just say that God did send them there. So maybe God said go there for a short period of time, not to stay for 10 years. A lot of times when we could be following God, we could be in his purpose and his plan, but if we can get too stagnant and we can get too comfortable in the situation and not leave when God tells us to leave. And that can cause, you know, catastrophe, or that can cause something to happen, right? So, and I just heard the Spirit say, it was never meant for them to stay there for 10 years. It was never meant for them to stay longer than a period of 5 years. So they knew Ruth, you know, in that five-year period, she should have just, husband, wife, son, should have got Ruth and got open and came on back home to Bethlehem. But they waited until they felt, you know, oh, okay, Bethlehem is back prosperous. Now we can go back. But it was after she had lost her husband and her sons. So I'm thinking that a lot of losses that has happened in our lives, could it be a result of our disobedience? Could it be a result of us not obeying the voice of God? I'm not saying that in all situations that, you know, if something, somebody die or you lose something, it's because of, you know, something bad you did, because we know that if you read the book of Job, he lost a lot, and God said he was an upright man, but it was still something in Job that God had to get out, and that was the spirit of self-righteousness. He thought that, you know, I've always prayed for my kids, I've been serving the Lord, I've been doing all this, why is all this happening to me? Not first repent and say, God, if there's anything in me that's not like you, God, remove it. I'm sorry, I repent. You know, he had a self-righteous spirit, and that alone is sin against God, because the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have sinned. We all are filthy rags. Our righteousness is not of ourselves. It's of Jesus Christ. So, you know, God put our righteousness on Jesus Christ because we're not righteous. You know, we're in this sinful flesh, okay? So we're supposed to repent daily, whether you feel like you did something or not. So that was Job's mistake. So let's get back to Naomi and Ruth. So they stayed too long in a place, Moab. And that place, they thought they was leaving an unfruitful place, but actually they went to a place that was worse because they served false gods. So a lot of times we may be, thinking we're leaving a place of famine and we're going to another place where we feel like it's prosperous, but then they may be, the devil may be prospering it, making it look prosperous because, you know, they serving false gods. They wasn't serving a true living God. They were serving statues. That statues that they were sacrificing babies and killing babies and sacrificing women, daughters, little girls as sacrifices. That's where Ruth came from, a place like that. And so we know that God had couldn't be on them in that type of environment. Amen? And so they stayed too long. The goal was for her to go for a purpose, meet Ruth, and then they supposed to came back home. So in saying that, and everything I just said, and I'm about to let y'all go, this is just food for thought. Are you in the right place? Ask yourself on tonight, are you in the right place? You've been listening to Straight to the Point, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. What a powerful message tonight. And thank you for those wonderful thoughts, man. I tell you, we got to take inventory, don't we? Got to take inventory. Wow. Thank you so much for that. Back to you, Dr. Henderson.
Yeah, so thank you. So I wanted to hurry up and, you know, just a food for thought. I'm really not going to be talking. I didn't open up the lines or anything and not really talking about any business enough. If you guys want to get any of my books, you can go to Barnes & Noble's. You can go to ZulonPress.com. You can go to iBooks.com. You can go to Amazon.com. Also, if you want consulting services, you can go to virtueconsultingco.com. That's www.virtue, that's V-I-R-T-U-E, consultingco.com. And then if you want counseling services, you can go to drdthministries@gmail.com. That's drdthministries@gmail.com. If you want products for your family, for your daughters, and we're about to come out with something for the men real soon. You're going to be getting a notice before the end of November. I want you to go to DEWALE, that's DEWAELE.com. That's www.DEWALE.com, okay? I want you to go to DEWALE.com, all right? That's it. I'm going to let you guys go early on tonight. Again, keep Evangelist Mays in prayer on the loss of her daughter this morning. It's still really, really, you know, in a really, really bad, hurtful stage.
Yeah.
That just happened this morning. So keep them in prayer. And we're praying for the world. We're praying for the church also. We're setting the gap for the church on tonight, and we're setting them a gap for all the children who the enemy has been coming up against, trying to put these diseases on. We're setting a gap for families on tonight. So we're about to go, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast, and always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you, and have a good night.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, thank you so much for joining us on Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. It's been another great program, guys. I want you to share it out with everybody you know. Hey, guys, go to Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk and look for the Straight to the Point banner. They're all archived on the network. So, guys, take care and happy November in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless. We'll see you next time.